guys, welcome to another episode. This is just a quick intro before the actual episode, where I just wanted to kind of preface by saying we went on a big road trip and we thought it'd be good idea to kind of record a few episodes, but after we made the first one, we never found time to make another episode. So I know the plan was to kind of have more road trips across Europe, but I hope you enjoy the episode as it is and you have a good time with what we talked about. Hello and welcome back to an impromptu, unqualified podcast episode, I guess. My name is Mohsin. I'm joined with Sandeep.
Hey everyone.
What are we doing, Sandeep? What is this sound? What's our environment right now? Paint the picture.
We are living our lives to the fullest. We are driving through Europe, Central Europe, nonetheless.
Central Europe. It was very easy. I can't tell. A few kilometers away from Dunkirk.
The thing that took Americans years to get to.
Honestly, we just drove through. They were like, "Come on in. Just pay some money."
And an absurd amount of money.
And lack of sleep, and that's what you need. I think I need to slow down.
And the best part is, we are driving through the night, apparently, which is going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We've drank our unnamed energy drink.
Sponsor us, please. We'll do anything for the money, please.
Yeah, I think you'll be surprised what we'll do. I think I need to go a bit slower. We're driving a UK car in France, so it's going to be exciting through the night. We're just chatting, and we thought, you know what? We haven't done a podcast episode in a few years. Let's jump back in.
We officially couldn't release the last one recorded. Yeah, there was the NDA signed.
Yeah, there was legal fees, legal troubles. You had to sell that house.
It wasn't my house. That's the good news.
It wasn't your house to sell. But you had to sell it for a few reasons.
I thought I'd make a gesture, you know? Yeah. That's the important thing.
It was helpful for some, I think. But yeah, we're driving on the road. It's a long journey. I don't know what we'll call the podcast episode, but we've got a few topics to discuss. We were just discussing concerts because Sunny, which concert did I go to?
He went to the concert twice, I believe.
Twice, the K-pop girl band. They're pretty big. Like I was like, you hadn't heard of them before I told you.
Never,
right?
Yes.
But maybe you've heard some of their songs. I don't know.
I just don't see where I would hear them, unless it's like FIFA
You've heard of Blackpink, right?
Like, yes, yeah, but only YouTube suited them first, though.
Yeah, well, I guess that's where. So, like, I realized after the fact that, like, maybe Blackpink is a much larger, maybe more popular band as a whole, but twice, I've enjoyed their music over the years, and I wasn't, like, a big, big fan until earlier this year, where I found out they're going on this Ready to Be tour. And I was just in the mood, like, I was like, I need to go to see a band in a concert. And
I'm glad you did, you know? That's the important thing.
I think, I'm a bigger fan of BTS and like, there's kind of less...
Yeah, but how much are those tickets?
Well, it's not just, like, the price. I mean, like, even though the Twice tickets were quite expensive, it's the fact that they're so hard to get. Yeah, like, BTS, the last time they came to London, I think it was Twickenham. 85k seats, and it was impossible. I went on the website to try to get the tickets, and it just timed out before I could even pick. So I kind of just learned, like, you have to sign, you have to be in the queue, you have to sign in, you just gotta press the buttons as soon as you can. You can't think about which tickets and which seats you're gonna be in, because there's no way. I feel like the closest comparison is like when new sneakers come out, like new trainers for Nike or new, like, Supreme drops, you know, like every Thursday when it used to come out on the website. The only way people would win is if they had bots. So that kind of, like, discouraged me a bit from, like, going to concerts and, like finding, you know, different ones to go to, because I was like, oh, it's basically impossible to get good tickets.
But what happened to BTS? Are they're doing their forced mandatory training, right? Army training.
Forced mandatory training. Yeah, so they're doing their mandatory military service. So a few of them are taking part in it, and I think a few others are lined up. And whilst, like, the band isn't complete, what they're doing is, like, they're doing, like, their solo songs. So, like, Jungkook and V have, like, solo albums, and I think, like, Suga did a solo tour as August D. So they're doing their own thing, but as BTS, I don't know when to expect them to but yeah, I don't know. But yeah, twice I went to see them in London on Friday, and it was a great experience. Like I've this was my first concert experience, and yeah, it was just really cool. Like I get the hype now. Like suddenly I'm like, this is worth it. Like it's a lot of money, but honestly the experience is really, really great. And just to see these unreal people in real life is great. Have you been to a concert? Are you more of a festival guy?
I'm a concert person. I have been to one festival, but it's only because I wanted to go see Eminem live and direct.
Okay, how was that?
That was amazing. Yeah. Like, it was my childhood dream. He came.
Yeah.
And I just went to go see him. Yeah, but the festival was horrible. Never go to festival, guys.
Yeah, I can't do it. I just don't think I'm built for a festival.
So you're telling me if BTS came to a festival, you wouldn't force yourself to go?
Well, I know that some like Korean bands do sort of festivals, like some Asian bands do like festivals where a few of the different ones would do like a festival type thing. But I don't know if BTS would do like, because they're quite a big group, so I don't know if they'd do one where like they're sharing the spotlight with a few others.
Well, no, but you could be a main headliner, right? Like when Eminem went, when there was no one else performing, there was like 50,000 people.
Wow.
It's an absurd amount of people showing up.
Yeah, I get your point. I think maybe it'd have to depend, but yeah, I think that's like the next level up. Like going to a festival is like the next level up from a concert, because even a concert, like just the sheer amount of people in these arenas, it's sometimes a bit overwhelming. But yeah, once it starts, it's great.
Well, speaking of concerts, have you heard about Taylor Swift? She's doing like concerts in cinemas.
Oh, right. Yeah, because I guess she's also somebody that's probably very hard to see. So was it like she's releasing like existing?
It'd be live.
Okay.
They're shown in cinemas, but then some of the viewers are taking it too seriously, and they're like acting like it's actual cinema, actual concert.
Yeah. Oh wow. That in a cinema. I know, like for other events like the World Cup, and
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense because like people do want to have a place to see it. Did you see that?
That glitched through me. I was like, it's all over.
Yeah, we're still driving through France, and there was just like a navigation glitch. I just didn't know where I was. Keep left and continue to follow the A16 towards Autand. We'll cut that out in post, right?
Yeah, hopefully. No, someone will.
Someone might.
If you hear us talking about driving, that's just because we're stressed out. We're just like, trying to figure out what we're doing.
We don't know where we're going. We're trying to kill the time.
We have never driven this road before. I never have.
I haven't either. Like, why would you assume that I have? Like,
you can't assume these things nowadays.
I guess. I don't. But, that's mad. With Taylor Swift, I know those tickets are
left in 1,000 meters and continue to follow the A16 towards Autand.
Okie dokie.
So, you want to be in a left lane now.
Yeah, left lane?
You can be in both of these, actually.
I guess so, yeah. But the Taylor Swift tickets are, I think, like, much more expensive. I think, like, they're in the thousands, maybe, for, like, better seats. But, like, and these American tickets are crazy. And Taylor Swift is going on a world tour, so I'll have to see, like, what the London prices are. But I don't know. I'm not as big of a fan.
See, I've noticed Americans end up always paying loads of money for tickets, like, especially their Grand Prix. They end up spending, like, thousands more. Like, UK is not cheap either.
What's the Grand Prix? Is that driving or, like...
Yes, F1 races.
F1 races.
But yeah, they spend like a lot of money on those compared to
like
anywhere else.
Oh, like just anywhere else. It's weird. Yeah, it's weird. Like how much more?
Maybe Dubai. That's like the only one that can compete with the level.
I see. Like, well, what about like Monaco and maybe like some other?
Yeah, but they're not gonna be in the thousands of dollars. You know, they'll be like maybe a thousand max. Yeah. If you're gonna get a hotel and everything. But
right. Okay. Like total cost wise. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, I know some people are like treating it more as like a concert or festival where they're pay like the VIP packages in like a couple of thousands, you know?
Wow.
Tens of thousands.
That sounds pretty full on. Yeah, I guess. I mean, like, for me, maybe it's worth it for those other people. But for me, like, concert prices, I'd be somewhat okay with spending about, you know, like close to £200, maybe as like an absolute ceiling. Because I'm like, oh, like, when I went to the concert, it was great, but I realized my seat was quite high up and like it was a bit further away, and like it was kind of it was still a good experience, but I realized like people do find it worthwhile spending more money.
So is £200 your hard stop?
Yeah, I think so. I think
so. There were better tickets for £201.
Well, you know, we're like splitting hairs at that.
We have to. We gotta figure out exactly when you stop paying.
Yeah, but it's like, as I said, like, I wouldn't have a choice in terms of like finding a better seat, because those things that they're very like in like, you know, you have to make a decision in a few seconds. I don't even know if you can go on Ticketmaster or whatever and then like pick the seat and then the price or whatever. I know you can do that afterwards, like once most of the tickets are sold and then people are trying to resell and stuff like that, where you can go around and pick. But I don't know like when it's being sold, when the sale is live, if you can even do that. Because I think I tried to do that with BTS. I don't even remember being able to pick, but like by the time it came to checkout, it was just like, oh, you can't because the tickets are sold. And I'm like, how is that fair? It's crazy. But what you gotta realize with these concerts is like they make so much money.
No, you know what makes a lot of money? Oh, my personal vendetta is Ticketmaster. They seem to have a monopoly on every ticketed event.
Is it Ticketmaster or Live Nation or the all
kind of... I think all part of, like, the same. I mean, I could be completely wrong here, but I know Ticketmaster's
they have a monopoly with like venues and
every
artists.
Single venue, exactly, and then they can dictate their terms and conditions, you know, for everything.
Yeah,
and there's like no way around it.
Well, yeah, I guess are they the distributor or who's the promoter in that sense? Because they'll be the artist and they'll be a promoter, and then like even though like tours make a lot of money, like, they make a lot of like. There's a lot of expenses with like venue hire and all the staff and kind of the running costs of the venue, which, you know, that for like a, I don't know how accurate the figures are, but like, you know, it'd be like 5-10% of like the gross money per tour. And then there'll be, you know, like the costs of like transporting everybody, you know, the cost of the costumes and everything. The car's telling me to take a break, but I just started, so I think we'll ignore that for a second. Famous last words, I think.
Well, they assume you're the same driver as the previous one, right?
Yeah. We didn't kill him.
He's soundly asleep in the back.
Don't make it sound like that.
He's our friendly ghost, you know?
Yeah.
He doesn't have a name.
Yeah. We're only recording this because he's asleep, in fact, because...
Or she, you know, or they, or them.
Or they, them, yes, sure. Try to get cancelled again, goddamn. But tours make a lot of money. And part of, like, it's not just ticket sales. It'll be the venues, like, kind of refreshments will get a cut, will be cut for the artists as well. But obviously, like, one of the big ones is merchandising.
Mm.
Do you remember... when Macklemore was like popular, like in the kind of mainstream front. I don't know if he still makes music now, do you know?
I think he does still make music, but he's not as big as he was back then.
Yeah, so like one of his famous songs was Thrift Store.
Great song, can I say? Great song.
It was a great song, and one of the lines in it is like, oh, why would you pay $50 for a t-shirt? But then in a Macklemore concert, it's like $50 for a t-shirt. So it's like, yeah, I mean,
capitalism wins again.
Yeah, I think it's difficult. Like, obviously, those shirts don't cost that much to make. And there's probably like a massive like margin applied to it.
Yep.
Like a markup applied to it because of the fact that they know that they have to split the costs with, like, I don't know, like five different portions, which is, yeah, crazy. And it's sad that like we're in this age where concerts and to see like live music and everything is so much more expensive now. You know, I don't have the figures to see like how much was it like back in the day with like Michael Jackson tickets in his heyday and
that's the one person I think would have been amazing to see in person.
Yeah, I think people would spend like any amount of money to see
any amount
Michael Jackson. Like,
people do spend a lot of money on it in this trivia stuff now, you know?
In like tribute stuff, yeah.
Yeah, like yeah. they pay for like tickets or whatever. And some people will hold on to it. I know.
There was that hologram one, right? There was like one where it was like a projection.
Did a hologram show or like a souvenir?
Yeah, like a show which was like a tribute production. I don't know. It's probably Wait, like...
How? With what, lasers?
Yeah, I guess. It was like there was a live performance from like live dancers, and then there was like Michael Jackson's like hologram projection thing. I don't really know how it worked, but yeah, even like I think undisputed, like, biggest live performance, best live performance in maybe the history of music would be Michael Jackson. I guess some people might say the Beatles.
Just depends on when you were born, really, I guess.
Do you like the Beatles?
Yes.
You do?
George Harrison is probably my favorite.
I see. Very low key, kind of. So nobody likes Ringo, is what you're saying?
I personally don't. I don't really. I'm indifferent about it, you know? I frankly don't give a damn about him.
I could take him or leave him. Ringo, Star, or whatever his name is.
No, the reason why I like George Harrison so much, because, like, A, it's like his whole story. Like, I read his, like, biography, it was really interesting.
Okay.
Like, where he did. He went to, like, India or South, or, you know, South Asia. And he traveled the world quite a bit and, like, explored, came up with new music, creations. And, like, yeah, and he just seems to be, like, very well-traveled and well-versed.
Well-traveled across India.
Yeah. Mm.
So there's, like, a vested interest.
No sponsorship by India or anything.
Yeah, okay. That's cool, though. I mean, like, I think it's cool when people venture out of, like, well, if they have the means and the kind of, like, yeah, availability to be able to do that. Something ahead.
I think she said border.
Border?
As in, like,
yeah.
The border with Belgium. Brussels and Belgium, is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. I guess. What does this mean?
They're just telling you new signs.
The new signs in Belgium.
50 in cities, 90 in not cities.
Yeah.
120 cars, motorways 120.
Okay.
No problem.
There's another page.
Oh. Oh, that's Germany.
Oh, there's more borders. Austria.
End destination, baby.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know if we've mentioned we're going to Austria. That's the point. I don't think we're recording a 12-hour podcast, but...
Oh, why not?
You know what? Yeah, you're right. Why not? I guess.
Like, until we hit our target, you know?
Yeah.
Of 1p.
1 penny. I mean, I don't know I have no idea how you make money in podcasting, to be honest. Like, I think you've got to be in a stage where, like, you... I've had like at least hundreds of thousands of listeners or something where you can leverage downloads versus like reach.
Yeah.
We don't need to get into this. This one. Like, this is not our field of expertise, but no, that's cool with George Harris's travel exploits. I'm just saying, like, yeah, it's like kind of a lucky position to be in, to be able to venture out. And
speaking of lucky, I think the most luckiest man in the world is David Attenborough.
Yeah.
If you look at his, like, where he started his career and how much he's seen around the world, you know?
Yeah. David Attenborough.
Great man.
I mean, like, everybody recognizes his voice and his kind of work with nature conservation and kind of, like, awareness for wildlife and endangered species and things like that.
But wouldn't you say that came from a place of privilege, because he had the privilege to go and do all those things?
Yeah, I would say that. I would say that right to his face. I think he comes from a very... interesting family. Like, his brothers were quite prominent in their own respective fields as well. So David Attenborough's brother Richard,
right,
was an actor. I'm not sure if he's still alive, but he was in the play, I think, called The Mousetrap. Have you heard of The Mousetrap?
Never.
So The Mousetrap is, I think it still is the longest running West End production.
Oh, damn. Who's it written by?
Agatha Christie. So, you recognize the name Agatha Christie?
No, I do not.
Okay, so she wrote a lot of, like, murder mystery books.
Right.
So, one of her famous characters is Hercule Poirot. You know, the Murder on the Orient Express?
Yes, I know that.
Yeah, so the main character... Yeah, so that is an Agatha Christie book.
Wow.
Adapted into a movie. And then another, like, one is called... what was it called? Death on the Nile?
Yes.
So it's the same, the main, like, Hercule Poirot is the main detective. It's similar to, like, Knives Out, where there's one, and Knives Out and Glass Onion.
Can I say, great movies. I love those movies.
Yeah, like, it's cool, like, to have this, like, anthology series where, like, there's a detective and he's kind of doing, like, murder of the week or the month or the quarter or whatever it is. But yeah, so, like, Agatha Christie wrote, Murder on the Orient Express, Death on the Nile, and I believe there's a new movie coming out in a couple of weeks, or next week, or now. I have no idea what date it is. called something in Venice. I don't know if I can look it up. I can't look it up while driving, but
why not? Who's stopping you?
the law, maybe. Safety. The guy sleeping in the back. Maybe he wouldn't want us to. Anyway, yeah, it's called Something in Venice, and it looks like it's got a nice new cast. So, like, yeah. Agatha Christie wrote these murder mystery books. So she wrote The Mousetrap, which is cool because it was adapted. And the only reason I know this is because I watched the movie See How They Run. Have you heard of that movie?
No.
See How They Run has got Saoirse Ronan, Sam Rockwell. Are there any of the prominent actors? I don't know. I can't remember everybody's names. But it was a really good movie because I remember seeing the trailer. And it was just like a fun, wacky little movie based in London. And you know Saoirse Ronan?
Yeah.
She is Hannah in that movie, Hannah.
Yeah, where she's like the crazy skilled...
Like sleeper agent.
Yeah.
And she's in... she's in a lot of movies. She's in The Lovely Bones. Great kind of... crazy movie, man. That was a real scary movie. Do you remember Lovely
which,
Bones?
Which movie?
Lovely Bones? Oh, where she gets abducted by Stanley Tucci as like a predator guy, and Mark Wahlberg's the dad, and God, it was a scary movie for like children, man. Oh my God. Like when I watched that, I was like, oh my God. Like
Was Mark Wahlberg in that movie The Standing, where the plants attack humans?
The Happening.
The Happening.
With Zooey Deschanel, nonetheless.
I like that movie, even though it was a terrible, terrible plot line.
Well, it's an M. Night Shyamalan twist movie, you know? It's one of those ones with like a random...
But we never find out why it happened.
That's true. That's true.
Spoiler alert, sorry. We should have said that earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, it's on you at this point. It's been out for years.
We're talking about movies from the past, all right, guys? To The Mousetrap with Agatha Christie.
Right.
I don't know when she wrote it, but it was developed into a stage production. And that stage production has been constant, like year on year. I think if we look at tickets on the way back to London, we can book tickets now to probably see The Mousetrap. And the interesting thing about The Mousetrap is, I don't know if it's a book in that you can read the ending, but the ending is a secret, if you get what I mean. Like when you watch the show, there's a twist ending. And then the cast at the end of the show say, please don't tell anybody what the twist ending is, because it kind of spoils the show.
But the ending always stays the same.
Yeah, the ending stays the same.
Okay.
But like, so people will go and watch it, you know, there'll be different actors and stuff over the years. And I think Richard Attenborough, David Attenborough's brother, was one of the first actors as the main, one of the main characters. It's quite cool. But all of this is covered in the movie See How They Run with Sam Rockwell and Saoirse Ronan. It was just a funny movie, man. It was like, I like movies that aren't too serious and aren't too like
pretentious.
Not just pretentious, but like, you know, like franchise movies about like, you gotta watch a million movies to get this next movie, and then you gotta watch
the series.
Four TV shows to understand the one comment, one throwaway comment that this guy makes.
Sounds like a franchise we know really well.
Yeah, that we got sucked into as younger people over the years. Like, the MCU obviously is kind of a bit of a mess right now. With what it is like you've hammered like, you know, 20 different teams and film properties and characters that just it works well in a comic book, but when you have one planet, and like especially New York, like everybody's based in New York, when you've got such a small kind of focal point, it's difficult to kind of justify the things that happen. When you've got people, we're getting way into MCU stuff. Like, when did you kind of drop off from MCU?
I think after the war, it should have ended.
Oh, after Endgame, I guess. Yes. Yeah.
It should have ended.
I think that's very much a definitive point where a lot of like mainstream viewers would have dropped off, because the rest is quite difficult to follow. And it's just,
they could have just had simple origin movies after that, you know, like go back in time.
Just a reboot, like, yeah, just like what they do with Batman every now and then. It's just like you just reboot the character, you have a new kind of set of, but now I don't know, I guess with like the way Disney's operating, it's just like that this is the way it has to be. Everything has to be connected, everything has to be the same and consistent and blah blah blah. So yeah, Sierra Leone is not like that, and it was like a nice fun movie. It was on actually Disney Plus. That's how I watched it, because I think I missed the theatrical run. But yeah, Disney's too powerful, man. There's a lot of good movies on Disney Plus, but like they do a bad job of like showing you and advertising. You just have to search for it, hope for the best that it's there, and then watch it. But
the one thing I admire Disney for is they rebooted Futurama, which is arguably the best TV show known to man.
Yeah. So you're watching the new
episodes. They're amazing.
I don't know what season number is, like 11 or 10.
I want to say 11.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, season 10 ended perfectly, and the way they rebooted it on season 11 was amazing. Like, it all made sense.
Yeah. But like, you were satisfied with the ending.
I was content. I was more than happy, you know?
Yeah, but I think it's just because, I don't know, maybe they're just struggling to make new. Because, like, off the back of Rick and Morty, there was that other TV show about aliens, extraterrestrials, I think.
Yes.
And there was a few other, like...
Wait, you've seen Final Space. Oh, I made you watch Final Space.
You did make me... You strapped me down and made me watch three seasons of Final Space.
What did you think of Final Space?
It was a great show. Like, I think, like, it's difficult because maybe it didn't garner like enough of a fan base. It did go on for three seasons, so you know, good on it, and it completed the story in a sense. But I think it's difficult for new shows to repeat what has happened with like Simpsons and Family Guy and South Park, and to an extent, I guess American Dad, is that still going on?
I think it is, but it's really fallen off, you know.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, it's difficult to have these long-standing running shows that are successful, so that's why they come back. And I think it'll be a dark day when Simpsons gets cancelled. Imagine
it simply won't. It simply can't.
It just can't, because it's such a staple show, and it's. I haven't been watching the new seasons like you, but we keep sending each other clips of like the past 20 seasons, and like it's still fresh and good. It's just timeless.
It's at a stage where it has a life of its own. Like the executive board can't cancel.
Yeah, it's self-perpetuating. Like, it's just too good of an IP.
Yeah.
But it's a similar, I guess it's a similar thing with Futurama. But maybe to a lesser degree. It was always like the slightly less successful show from Fox and Matt Groening.
See, I believe Futurama, the reason why it's maybe so a little bit under the radar for some people is because it had really smart, quippy jokes.
Okay, it was a bit more...
like, highbrow humor.
It was a bit more highbrow than Simpsons, which was a bit more like rounded towards like a mixture of audiences. Yeah, I get that. No, like
it's like Big Bang Theory, right? They say
no. I think that's the inverse. It's like it's lowbrow. I think.
But some apparently some viewers don't know what they're talking about, what they say.
Yeah.
Even though it makes perfect sense
for us, for nerds like us that kind of come from academia. It for me it was a bit dry.
Yeah.
Big Bang Theory, like, it had a certain appeal at the start, but then when it became reliant on using big words and just like talking about like, I don't know, scientific principles, and then making a joke about, you know, something like crass, it didn't work for me after a while. I think I gave up.
Like the ending became really predictable. Like, they really longed it out. They could have ended it much, much sooner.
It's difficult with shows, and I think like another example is like How I Met Your Mother, where it had potential for a good show, but you know, there's a lot of hate for it. Like, I know How I Met Your Father with Hilary Duff was cancelled.
Yeah, because it was a terrible show.
Okay, I never gave it a shot.
Neither did I. I watched the trailer.
I think people who watched it also like thought it was trying too hard. But like, if you watch How I Met Your Mother now, it's pretty tough to watch, because Barney is not a great guy. You know, he says some terrible things.
Yeah, I don't know what the appeal was. I think everyone was less PC back then, so you were like, this is okay
back
now.
Back then, we're not that old. But like, yeah, like, when it was airing, it seemed fine. Like, you kind of just went with his, you know, his character. But, Big Bang Theory, no, How I Met Your Mother had quite a lot of potential. But then, they just...
Last season,
make a good landing. You know, the last season was really, it just like kind of ruined the character of Ted and Robin.
They rushed through everything, and like the whole spoiler alert, with like whole, like, you know, when Barney starts drinking, apparently there's different levels, and like that would never happen throughout any of the entire seasons.
So Shows do fall out, and it's difficult, I guess. And this is why you have to like stick with something safe. So that's why they all like see what works, and like, you know, Futurama made sense for them to renew, because they're like, oh, well, we can make it work and bring it back, and there'll be enough of an interest from like not regular fans to kind of renew it. But I think it's only like two seasons. I think it's this one and then one more, but like split over, so it'll be like the next part of season 11 will come after. There'll be like a bit of a break, and then it'll come after for the rest of the year. And then next year sometime there'll be season 12, which will have a similar kind of gap between it, just to kind of extend it out. But I think it's difficult to really stretch something like Futurama, whereas Simpsons, because it lives in that kind of like it's like a moving timeline.
I don't know
how to explain it, but like each year it comes out, you assume that that's the year that it is for the show, so like the backstories and things have to change constantly. So like I know one time they addressed that with the Simpsons, with like the missing period, like the missing 10 years between Homer and Marge's lives. And then they had to like cover a few episodes about their college life and things like that, so it made sense for like Homer to be 30 something and have a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old, whereas before they just kind of assumed that like it was after some work, after high school and whatever, and he just started working and then became a dad. So they had to make some differences here and there as time went on, but like it's fine, and it's not like so difficult to get your head around. So like it's earned, I guess. This the fact like Simpsons can keep producing things, and is it relevant? I don't know. Like, give me your take on.
I like Simpsons because there's a continuation, and I like the fact that they don't like ever forget things that happened in the past.
Oh, like there's not like continuity errors or
Because there's one of the latest episodes, I don't think you've seen, but like he gives someone a tour, I believe, of his house.
Yeah.
And they're surprised by how many jobs and who he's met throughout his career, and then it's to show you that.
Oh, okay.
And like it's like the amazing part is the pictures reflect what the quality was back then.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. So like the drawing style. Yeah. And like now how it's super HD.
I thought that was amazing. By the way,
have you seen the schematic of their room, their house?
Yes.
I remember like there was like a thing about a secret room, which was either like Grandpa Simpson's room or like it's like next to Bart and Lisa's room. That house is massive.
The only person who ever pointed out was that guy who joined his power plant, and he went crazy because
I'm Homer Simpson. and then his son somehow comes for revenge in like several seasons later.
But he becomes older than old Bart and Lisa, even though he's so I'm like, how does that work?
There are
a few gaps, but you know, we can let it go.
But overall, like the show doesn't like retcon. So retcon is like when they go back and kind of delete some things from the continuity. So like an example of a retcon is Star Wars. So Star Wars. Since the original movies, episodes 4, 5, and 6, came out in the '70s and eighties, like since then, there was like comic books that would like continue the story on, so that people had something instead of just like rewatching the same movies. And they didn't like put TV shows back then, so there was comic books that kind of covered some storylines and kind of expanded the universe. So it was like the Star Wars expanded universe. And then the later movies came out, which were the prequels, in 1999 and 2000 and whatever, and 2005, and then there's like other comic books related to that. But then when they released the newer sequel movies, you know, The Force Awakens with Rey and Finn. So when they released that, they kind of made a decision to say like, this is the definitive future of Star Wars, and all the comics are deleted. They're retconned.
Wait, can they do that?
I mean, like Disney did that. They said like I mean, it happens in. There's probably better examples of like light retconning. I don't know what's a good example of like, maybe in like in like a reboot. A reboot isn't really a retcon, but it's like where they kind of retroactively something. I don't know what the con stands for. Something continuity. I don't know. But so like Star Wars did that. And Simpsons doesn't do that. They don't say that this stuff didn't happen. But saying that, I don't know if they've ever addressed any of the adventures in the comic books. Do you remember the Simpsons comics?
No, I don't think I've ever read any of them.
Good goodness, man. Simpsons comics were arguably as funny as the show.
No way.
I remember I bought one because, like, I was...
Do they still make them now?
I don't think they make them now. I think they had, like, a really fantastic run of comics. And there was, like, probably at least 100 issues. Like, you'd get a little toy. It was one of those, like, you know, in the supermarkets and things like that, you'd see, like, a...
What is that speed? 90? I think we're allowed to go to 120.
120.
Okay.
Let's go. I mean, I might get distracted. We need to get there on time, right?
No, that's the important thing. Yes.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, that car came, viewers, the car, there's one car that came out of nowhere and it just sped past it. I was like, how fast are we going?
Yeah. That's fine. I'll just keep it at this speed, which is a bit... This car is the future, by the way. It's basically driving itself. And ushering me along. So I'm a bit slow as I'm changing lanes and things, but yeah, we're all good. I only bought one when I was a kid. I just like it, just not being
from
able
where?
To
where were they from, selling comic books
in like Tesco, in like Tesco and whatever. Like I just saw, yeah, like do you remember Dean from school? I don't know if I should say his real name.
Oh right.
We'll beep that out. Do you remember that guy from school?
Glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
He used to buy loads. And
really?
We used to talk about it. He just said he buys it like every now and then. I'm just like, man, it must be nice to have disposable income.
Fun fact about that person, he became really, really strong. Like, he went through a phase where he became like, he was like a really skinny, wimpy kid. And he became really, really strong.
I remember he became really, yeah, he was... Quite a tough guy.
Character.
Yeah, I remember like he would throw things really far. Like
it's because he got all that muscle.
He had all that
he
muscle.
He gained that
yeah.
muscle out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
He could control his power afterwards.
Yeah. But he was a lovable giant. If anything, he was a lovable strong man.
Yeah.
What are these lights?
They're part of this wind farms.
That's pretty cool. This is the future. It's all about Europe.
They're investing in their green energy, unlike a certain country that we come from.
Don't worry about it. But yeah, I remember he used to talk about it. And, bro, I had this one comic book, and it had three stories in it. Right? And they were all funny. They were good. There was...
Wait, so in each comic, there'd be three different, complete different stories, or it'd be one continuation?
Yeah, it'd be three complete different... Is it two or three complete different stories? I don't know about the other ones. I only ever bought one. But it was funny, and I'd read it like what we do with Simpsons IG clips, like sending the reels to each other every now and then. I would read it every now and then. I don't know where it is now. I hate to think that I may have...
It could have been worth a lot of money.
No, I don't think it would, to be honest. I think, like, it's at that stage. It's not like a...
That's what people said about Pokemon cards. I remember having loads of Pokemon cards. I'm pretty sure I chucked them away. And now there's been a massive comeback.
Well, I guess maybe you watch like Logan Paul and who's the other guy? That's Magic the Gathering with Post Malone. He bought a card for $2 million.
That's just an insane amount of money. He has an absurd amount of money.
That's, that's obscene, I think. But it is what it is. He is a person. I don't know if it was worth a lot of money, but it was very good. And one of the stories was about, it's like Alibaba, but no, it's like Aladdin, but it's Bart. So I don't know how they worked with the name, but it was like basically the Aladdin story, but with Bart.
Ali.
Yeah, and Homer's the genie.
Oh,
and,
genie.
Yeah, Homer's a genie, and then there's a few other characters.
Who's this Princess Jasmine?
I can't remember. I don't know if there was a princess. Because he's 10. I don't think he has like a love. Maybe he does. I can't remember.
I don't know. Lisa kept falling in love with Milhouse for some reason and then fell in love with Nelson for a while.
Yeah. Lisa's had
a few.
An interesting... what was it called? Rogue's Gallery? No.
Infinity Stone Gathering.
Yeah, Infinity. Like gathering these Infinity Stones. I don't know what the name is. I think there is something. The comics were great. The Simpsons comics were great. And I think I should have bought more when they were still being issued. But good times all around with Simpsons. So I kind of just...
Oh, you can still buy some. I'm sure people are still selling them.
Have you got Simpsons Sims is resellers, like Sims Comics resellers.
I can find someone. Please email us if you have a Simpsons comic for sale. He will pay any price, up to £2.
Up to two, like a maximum of two, including shipping. We are really going. Damn, this is what we do when we go to the speed limit. Like, I was going much slower than this for no reason. Far in the other lane?
That's fine, you're miles behind. Sorry, kilometers behind. We better use the right terminology now.
Bro, this car is dead. We should get the EV. I don't know if we've said on the show that we're driving an EV, which is the future.
I know, but unfortunately, the EV market in the UK isn't great because the infrastructure's not there yet.
Yeah, for charging points.
like today, we nearly ran out of charge.
Yeah, we found out. It was a photo finish to get to the ferry on time.
That's what we call our boats, by the way, here. Not a person, just an FYI.
A ferry.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so I'm sure people know what ferries are. But it's obviously getting over the water, the English Channel. You need to either go on the Eurotunnel or the ferry. Getting there was quite confusing because the way we've planned our route is with overlaid, charging stations with the car's navigation system.
We're not in Brussels yet.
But it says Bruges. No.
We're going, I think Bruges, maybe another name for Brussels in French.
Potentially. We have no idea where we are. We're like the Americans of the road. So, Americans. This is interesting. This is so interesting. I'm so confused at where we are.
But we're not far away. I think we're less than 10k out. Or 10 clicks.
Oh, wait, no, so that's Bruges there on the map. Good for a visual demonstration. They know what you can see. Is the GoPro recording?
No, not yet. Should I turn it on before we enter? I think that's what my plan was.
To enter Brussels?
Anytime we hit borders beforehand, you know?
Okay. I'm not sure where it is, like, because...
So if you hear noises, I apologize. It'd be a loud peeing noise.
Wait, so how far are we? It says 10 kilometers. Is that to the
border?
Okay.
So I'm just going to turn it on. Or should I turn it on at 5 kilometers?
Maybe at 5, just because I don't know if this is where the border is and how. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so.
That line looks very definitive, you know?
That line, I can't see. I'm partially blind whilst driving. For people, my left eye is not working like she used to. I can't focus on the screen too much.
Yeah, that's pretty much the line.
Okay.
I might just turn it on now.
Okay, we'll turn it on, and as we cross over, we'll kind of bow out of this. This is the GoPro, please. The beeps, they're so scary because the car will beep if something's wrong. And I don't want it to beep because I'm going to be scared. But, it looks like, we're entering new territory. What we'll do is, like, we'll really, like, bow out of the podcast as we cross the border. And then once we're in Belgium, we'll start another episode and kind of go from there. It's leg two. Of the five-legged trip.
The podcast episode 4, you know? Like, it was so good, we passed through 2 and 3.
Yeah, there's no 2 and 3 legs yet. Next episode will be episode 4. I don't know what number the podcast this is, but... do we have anything planned for what we're doing afterwards? When we reach our destination? Are we driving around further?
We will discuss this in our next episode. Thanks everyone for listening.
Stay tuned.
Bye.
And there it is. Another episode done. I know we had so many hopes and dreams in that to kind of continue on the series and make a few more as we went to different countries and talked about different things. I know there was a big list that I wanted to get through while driving, but we kind of wanted to cut things short. And as I said at the start, we didn't find time to make any more whilst on the road trip. But you know, this whole podcasting experience has been quite fun, and I do honestly want to make some more episodes. So I've got some more topics, some more current event things. There's a new movie called Past Lives, which is out in cinemas right now in the UK, and I do want to go watch that with Sandeep, and I want to make another episode, so look out for that soon. And I don't want it to be another 4 years before we make another episode. So have a nice rest of the day. Take it easy. Bye bye.